14th Sunday in Year A. A reading from the prophet Zechariah. The Lord says this, "Rejoice, heart and soul, daughter Zion. Shout for joy, daughter Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will banish chariots from Ephraim and horses from Jerusalem. The bow of war will be banished. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will stretch from sea to sea, from the river to the limits of the earth." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. I will bless you day after day, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in mercy. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. All your works shall thank you, O Lord, and your faithful ones bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your mighty deeds. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. The Lord is faithful in all his words and holy in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies too, through his Spirit dwelling in you. So then, my brothers and sisters, we have no obligation to the flesh to live according to it. For if you do live according to the flesh, you are destined to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the flesh, you will live. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the wise and the clever and revealing them to infants. Yes, Father, for that was your good pleasure. Everything has been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.